phrases and verses, but you've yet to live them out. When Apple introduced the iPod, they used the slogan, 1,000 songs in your pocket. For the first time ever, you didn't have to purchase a whole music album. You were able to buy any song you wanted from the album. If you're in the simple stage of discipleship, you've chosen the way of iPod theology, in which you choose a few pop verses or ideas for your spiritual playlist, but you haven't heard the whole album. Then, life gives you an unexpected punch in the face, an introduction to suffering. You don't realize it at the time, but this is an invitation to a beautiful struggle. Number two, struggle, a title fight of the will. Bumper sticker theology and Christian cliches don't hold up to the sheer complexity of life. Strugglers find themselves in the refiner's fire. This is the soil for the best possible discipleship fruit, and yet it's also the place most Christians avoid at all cost. It's the invitation to go deeper with Jesus as you wrestle with doubts, emotions, and pressing questions. It's here you discover what God is made of and what faith in Him looks like when it's tested. Here you take up your cross and follow Jesus into the pain you're facing. While the simple stage talks about discipleship being a good idea, the struggle stage is where discipleship moves from concept to practice. This is where you find your real life in Christ, and where others see you wrestle with your faith. In this stage, either you'll press in to know God more, or you'll blame God and turn away from Him. If you press into God during this time, you'll find yourself getting up from the mat, overcoming that unexpected right hook life threw at you, and embracing a faith that has now become sacred. And number three, sacred.